All right, our next section is the truth they swell. Now, I mean to say exaggerate, but swell rhymes with sell, exaggerate does not. In any event, one of the most common things I hear about exaggeration-wise would be that your circuit board is burned. And yeah, once in a while that might be true, but most of the time when they point out burned circuit boards, they're really pointing to the area under the board or under a resistor. So resistors resist. They create heat. And so your circuit board has resistors. And what will happen is, especially as you get older, is the substrate under the resistor, basically the PCB board, will darken. It'll discolor. And once in a while, you even get a slight little blackness. And you know, maybe in some cases, the burn is real, but if the circuit board's running, and if you've never had any symptoms, then generally speaking, I would bet that the burning that they're talking about is not really burning. It's just discoloration from a, you know, heated resistor or a resistor that causes heat. And so be very skeptical if you had no idea you needed a circuit board until some guy does a checkup and says, oh, your circuit board's burned. Next one would be old equipment. 25 years ago, I worked for a big company, and they started to train us, try to anyway, that when a machine is 10 years old, I should start talking to you about replacing it. And of course, that was just ridiculous. You know, maybe in Houston, a 10-year-old machine's getting old because they do AC, 9 months a year, Florida, something like that. I don't know. Even then, I think these systems last longer than 10. But out here in the SF Bay Area, we have, even though we get hot in the East Bay, it's still much more mild than most of the country. So, you know, a properly installed air conditioning system and furnace should last at least 20 years, if not more. You know, it doesn't mean they all will, but I see it all the time, and I see systems going 30 years. Now, definitely not all systems are going to go 30 years. Point is, we just don't really know. We can't really look at your system and know how much time it has left because, you know, at least with cars, they have odometers so we can know how much usage they've had. But with AC systems, we generally don't know. And so it can look ugly on the outside, but if it's had relatively low usage during its life, an air conditioner or furnace can be young on the inside, and you just don't know. Anyway, rust and dirt, this is another thing they'll completely exaggerate. They love to open the cooling coil box in particular. So, you know, if you have a split system where your furnace is inside and your condenser, your AC is sitting outside, you'll have a cooling coil attached to your furnace. That's the thing that cools the air. And especially the old ones, they almost always get rusty and nasty looking. But if the Freon is not leaking out, who cares? You know, but most people have never seen how rusty and nasty it looks in there. And so when they're shown what it looks like, they you know, it's sometimes plausible that the technician, you know, he's saying your coil is going to go bad, and you might believe it. But if there's no leaks, you know, no water leaks, no Freon leaks from your old rusty coil, then don't worry about it. And dirt, you know, same thing for dirt. There's certain spots in your system that can be, especially in the equipment, certain spots in the equipment that can be very dirty, and it just has no functional meaning. But since people have no idea what they're looking at most of the time, technician can take a picture of some nasty, dirty area in your equipment and go, oh yeah, look at this, it's on its last legs. And you're like, you don't know what's going on. Or maybe they're just going to try to sell you, you know, a super expensive cleaning. And like I said, some of the things that they'll point to don't need to be cleaned because some things can get dirty and it just doesn't matter. And other things, it does matter. So obviously I can't explain all the differences on a short audio, but just be wary. And you know, you can be less wary if they give an excellent explanation. That's always, I think, the key. Another one is oily motor. One of my favorites, I see it all the time. They'll point to an old motor that has a oil on the end of it, and they'll go, you know, like it's, they'll tell you that it's means it's going to fail soon. And that's just ridiculous. You know, half the cars out there have oil all over them, and you're not going to replace your car engine because it's oily. That's just stupid. So if there are other signs of impending failure besides a little bit of oil, okay, you know, talk about it. But simply an oily residue doesn't really tell me much about a motor's longevity. And then last one here is the so many pictures. So this relates to the rust and the dirt and the oil, because these are things that they'll take pictures of, and they'll take pictures of other things. And it's just, it's comical. I mean, it's almost like they're a proud dad who can't stop taking pictures of their kids or something, and they're just boring you to death with this slideshow. They'll just take 20 pictures of everything under the sun. Some things I have no idea why they're taking. I've seen these pictures. I've seen customers have shown me. I damn near want to laugh sometimes. They're just trying to baffle you with BS, because if they show you 100 pictures of stuff you don't understand, it could just be overwhelming. I think they're just trying to overwhelm you is their tactic there. So, you know, if they show you all these pictures, I would say to them maybe, all right, you show me the most important picture in that bunch and explain to me its meaning and see if they can give you a decent explanation about one of them and go from there. All right, so that's the end of this section.